On April 5th, 2010, 29 coal miners were killed in the Upper Big Branch explosion in Raleigh County, West Virginia. To remember those who lost their lives, tonight on WMMT, we are reading each of their short biographies, which were included in the official report on the disaster by the Governor's Independent Investigation Panel, led by J. Davitt McAteer.
Joe Markham, 57, of Laurel Creek in Lenore, was a coal miner for 35 years and a charter member of the Lenore Volunteer Fire Department. He was a member of the Church of the Living God and was a mainstay in Mingo County politics. His wife Kathy and daughters Kathy Jo Markham and Garnett Murphy survive him.
Steve Smiley Hara, 40, of Cool Ridge, was described as a thoughtful man who would always offer a helping hand. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army and enjoyed hunting, fishing, and playing cards. He was devoted to his wife, Tammy, and 6-year-old son, Zach, who survived him.
Carl Calvin Pee-wee Akward, 52, had worked in the mines for 34 years and was a proud member of the old man crew at the Upper Big Branch mine. He enjoyed fishing with his sons, working in his yard, driving his tractor, and being papaw to his 2 grandchildren, Chase and Cameron. He is survived by his wife, Joyce Lynn, and sons, Cody and Casey.
Dewey Persinger, 32, of Crab Orchard, loved being with his family and he enjoyed country music. He is remembered as being dedicated to his family and his friends. He leaves behind his wife, Heidi, 2 sons, James and Devin, and his parents, Delmas and Ada Bolin Persinger.
Michael Lee Elswick, 56, of Elkview, was a dedicated coal miner for 36 years. He was a member of the Dunbar First Church of God. Family members described him as a rock. When things fell apart, he was there, his daughter said. He is survived by his wife, Bobby, his son, Jeremy Elswick, and his daughter, Jamie Cash.
Gary Wayne Quarles, 33, of Naoma, was a caring father and son who enjoyed spending time with his family, hunting, fishing, and riding 4-wheelers. He is survived by his children, Trevor and Rebecca, and his parents, Gary and Patty Quarles.
Christopher Bell, 33, of Crab Orchard, was admired for his ability to draw and detail vehicles. He was happiest spending time with his wife Angela and children Alexis, Meadow, Christopher, and Skylar. His parents, Christopher L. and Kathy Darlene Bell, also survive him.
Adam Morgan, 21, of Pineville, wore number 24 on the Wyoming East High School football team that went to the state Class AA playoffs during his senior season of 2006. He enjoyed hunting, fishing, four-wheel riding, grilling, and being outdoors. He is survived by his parents, Steve and Tammy Church Morgan.
Rick Lane, 45, of Cool Ridge, loved running coal and was known for never asking his men to do anything he would not do himself. He was an avid hunter and fisherman and looked forward to retiring to tend to his horses and cattle on his 25-acre farm. He is survived by his wife Kim, son Bob, and grandson Brody Parker Lane.
Gregory Stephen Brock, 47, of Clear Creek, was an electrician at the Upper Big Branch mine. He enjoyed spending time with his son, Greg Kyle Brock, and his fiancée, Patty Stover, and her daughters, Shayla and Brooke Stover. He was a NASCAR fan who loved to hunt and fish and who always had a vegetable and flower garden.
Jody Price, 55, of Beckley, was a coal miner, a veteran of the U.S. Navy, and a member of St. John United Holiness Church. He was known for his frequent family barbecues. His survivors include his wife, Doreen, stepsons John Jones, Alan Johnson, and Matt Jones.
William Bob Griffith, 54, of Glen Rogers, came from a family of miners and went to work in the mines as a young man. When he wasn't working, Bob and his wife, Marlene, worked on their 1967 Camaro. Also surviving are a daughter, Deborah Lynn, and a son, William James.
Durrett Scott, 58, of Montcoal, was an avid outdoorsman who loved to hunt and fish. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army. He is survived by his wife, Chrissy Lynn, a daughter, Jennifer Ann, and a son, Daniel Allen.
Robert E. Clark, 41, of Beckley, was described by friends as a caring person who never met a stranger. He enjoyed spending time with his family, riding his motorcycle, fishing, hunting, restoring vehicles, golfing, working with wood, and boating. He is survived by his wife, Melissa, and son, Stephen Robert Clark.
Ronald Maynor, 31, of Clear Creek, was described as a kind person who was always willing to help anyone who needed him. He enjoyed hunting and took his children fishing, hunting, and for rides on his four-wheeler. Survivors include his wife Helen, daughter Caitlin, son Hunter, and parents Nancy Burgess and Ronald K. Maynor.
Roosevelt Lynch, 59, of Oak Hill, worked in the mines for more than 30 years, while also working as a substitute teacher and basketball, football, and track coach. He also served as a devotional leader and praise team leader at the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church in Minden. Survivors include his wife, Geneva, son, Mon, and daughter, Mickey Rogers.
Jason Atkins, 25, of Foster, was a 2003 graduate of Sherman High School, where he won All-State honors in football and basketball. He served as a member of the Racine Volunteer Fire Department and was an avid West Virginia University sports fan. Survivors include his wife Amanda and his parents Robert and Shireen Bowles Atkins.
Benny Willingham, 61, of Corinne, had been a coal miner for 30 years and was 5 weeks away from retirement. He was a Vietnam veteran of the U.S. Air Force. At his funeral, Benny was remembered as a generous and religious man who was known for random acts of kindness. He is survived by his wife, Edith May, daughter, Michelle McKinney, sons, Jody Canada and Patrick Canada, and his mother, Cleo Roach.
Corey Thomas Davis, 20, of Cabin Creek, played baseball in high school and followed his family members into the mines. He loved the outdoors, often spending weekends at a family camp on a mountaintop, hunting, fishing, and putting his truck in the mud. He is survived by his parents, Tommy and Cindy Davis.
Ricky Workman, 50, of Colcord, had a passion for wheels. He loved his Harley-Davidson and in the summer drove miniature race cars. He is survived by his wife, Annette, daughters Monica White, Heather Witt, and Chantel Hale, and 7 grandchildren.
Eddie Mooney, 51, of Ashford, loved hunting, fishing, camping, and taking his 1978 Corvette out for a cruise on the weekends. He was a member of the Rumble Community Baptist Church and is survived by his wife Sheila, daughter Misty Case, and son Austin Mooney.
Rex Mullins, 50, of Lively, was an outdoorsman and an ardent West Virginia Mountaineer fan. Survivors include his wife, Brenda, son Jason, daughter Geneva Blake, stepchildren Jeremy Walker, Tessa Walker, and Joseph Walker, and his mother, Joan Bailey Mullins.
Grover Dale Skeens, 57, a Montcoal, found religion late in life and had a strong church involvement. He was a veteran of the U.S. Marines. His brother-in-law said, "Mostly his passion was work. He started out in the coal mines at an early age. He's been working there for almost 30 years. Grover is survived by a daughter, Renee Bishop, and a son, Jeff Skeens.
Timmy Davis, 51, of Eskdale, loved fishing, hunting with his bird dogs, and riding his rhino. His son described him as the best hunter and fisher you've ever seen. He is survived by his wife, Diana, and children, Timmy Davis Jr., Cody Davis, and Misty Dawn Cooper.
Nicholas McCroskey, 26, of Beckley, was described as full of life and sweet and helpful and kind-hearted by a longtime friend. A graduate of Bluefield State College with an engineering degree, he loved hunting, fishing, water sports, and riding his Harley-Davidson. He is survived by his mother, Debbie Lynn McCroskey.
Kenneth A. Chapman, 53, of Fairdale, was a roof bolter who had the ability to make others laugh. He was somebody that always had a good time, a nephew said. Kenny also enjoyed hunting, fishing, and working in his garden. He is survived by his wife, Laura, children Donna Griffith, Vicki Williams, Kenny Chapman Jr., Michael Austin Chapman, Jason McMillian, Carl Massey, and Jubal McMillian.
Dean Jones, 50, of Beckley, was a hard worker who was devoted to his wife Gina and son Kyle Dean, who has cystic fibrosis. Father and son were exceptionally close and shared a love of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the West Virginia Mountaineers. Dean's mother, Ruby Nell Lafferty Jones, also survives.
Boone Payne, 53, of Cabin Creek, was described as a gentle giant with flaming red hair who would go out of his way to help people. He loved hunting, fishing, and basketball. He is survived by his son Jason, daughter Erica, father Howard Daniel Payne Sr., and fiance Bobby Pauley.
Josh Napper, 25, of Salem Center, Ohio, was a nurse and an avid bodybuilder who loved the outdoors, camping, dancing, and riding his four-wheeler. He wrote a note to his family members, "If anything happens to me, I will be looking down from heaven." He is survived by his daughter, Jenna Lee, fiance Jennifer Ziegler, and parents, Scott and Pam Napper.
Those were the names and bios of each of the men who lost their lives in the Upper Big Branch explosion 4 years ago, this past April 5th. Read by Sam Neese, Pam Shingler, Josh May, Mimi Pickering, Parker Hobson, Patsy Adams, and Rich Kirby. The music was played by Erin Marshall from her albums Meet Me in the Music and Calico. For WMMT, I'm Sylvia Ryerson in Whitesburg.